from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama vows an intensification of his current strategy against the Islamic State. The president, speaking at the end of the G20 summit in Turkey Monday, said it would be a mistake to deploy ground forces to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq, despite calls for a more forceful U.S. strategy in the wake of Friday's Paris terrorist attacks.
We have the finest military in the world, and we have the finest military minds in the world. And I've been meeting with them intensively for years now, discussing these various options. And it is not just my view, but the view of my closest military and civilian advisors, that that would be a mistake.
He said he wants to avoid a repeat of the U.S.-led Iraq war, where massive amounts of U.S. forces were deployed, a strategy he implied could not be sustained. But a prominent member of his own Democratic Party, Senator Dianne Feinstein, insists the IS group continues to expand and more needs to be done.
I've never been more concerned. I read the intelligence faithfully. ISIL is not contained. ISIL is expanding. They've just put out a video saying it is their intent to attack this country. And I think we have to be prepared.
She said she hopes France will pursue an Article 5 and bring in the NATO alliance. That states an armed attack on one member state is an armed attack on all. Authorities in Burundi report at least five people killed Sunday in a series of shootings and explosions in the capital Bujumbura. The violence believed linked to the political unrest that's gripped the country since President Pierre Nkurunziza launched his controversial bid for a third term. Meanwhile, a senior Burundian official has told VOA his country's government is willing to start a dialogue with the opposition following calls for such talks by President Obama and the UN. This is VOA News.